Welcome to today's play on AFL Nation after the Hawks' 7-point win over the Suns in Tasmania. The Suns peppered the goals for the entirety of the final term but failed to land the telling blow. Misses from Chole, Swallow, Holman and Casbolt in the final term sealed their fate. Here's how our expert Liam Pickering saw the game.
Well, a hang-on. We said it at three-quarter time. It might just be a hang-on job for them. The Suns kept coming, but they were own worst enemy, really. They weren't able to finish off their work. Missed plenty of great opportunities in the last quarter. And they got behind at the start, and then when the game was on the line, they couldn't finish it off. And that's probably sums up about where they're at as a footy club at the moment. I reckon next year they'll be better. They'll be winning those games. But today, good luck to Hawthorn. They deserve to win.
Welcome back to the day's play after the Hawks' victory over the Suns. Be sure to be listening to AFL Nation all weekend for all of the Round 21 action. As we leave you, here's how we called all the action.
McDonald kicks it centrally. Ball was dropped by Moore. Gunston got hold of it. He makes some sense of the madness with a clever snap at goal. It's the opener.
Bruce goes into the square. God, came off Gunston's back. He somehow gathered the crumb and somehow kicked his second.
Rankin gave the hand pass away. The long rangey shot at goal on the fly from Sharp. Oh, that was Sharp. A piercing kick. Gold Coast with their first. O'Meara, it goes the pass into the pocket and McAvoy is taken to ground illegally. Ben McAvoy on a milestone afternoon curls through his first. Elijah Hollins from 25 out nurses it through. And the Gold Coast peg back a critical goal on the way to quarter time.
Could have given it to O'Meara in the end, saw Kaczynski. Young career Jacob Kaczynski does this pretty well. And he puts Sirt straight through. So the first of the second belongs to Hawthorn. And they 30 out as good as directly in front. And he starts it on the breeze. It works back beautifully from Ben Ainsworth. So they get the answer. Handballs it out toward. He's on his wrong side. But that's a lovely little kick to Gunston. And he's 25 out on a slight angle. No around the body on the left here. Just the old-fashioned drop punt from a man who knows what he's doing, and he's kicked his third.
Gunston taken to ground, released it in the nick of time. Is that Ward?
Yep.
On the flying snap, he's kicked the goal. He knows his way around the footy fields.
But the butter up from Sarong was good. He gets it to Bruce. Runs inside 450. Cuts inboard. Around the body. He's done it a million times. It was Scrimshaw in the marking contest. And now there is going to be a free kick paid for holding the footy against Granger Barras, and there's a little bit of afters, verbal. Yep. And it was from your man, Jack Scrimshaw, I reckon, picks.
No, I reckon it might have been Granger Barras himself, because he didn't scoop it back in. It was his argument. The bloke scooped it back in underneath Barras. I want to have a look at that replay.
Yeah, we will. But in the end, it's Holman with a free kick, and he's right back at the goal line. He'll kick from the top of the square, and he'll put it through. Badly needed, 4-4. 28 Gold Coast, Hawthorn 7-7-49.
They break on the leads, decisively done by Gunston, and right onto his chest. From the 50, Gunston, beautiful line, feeds it in. And four for Gunston before halftime.
Witz does well, gets it to Rowell on his left foot, inside forward 50. They need one late, and Casbolt comes out, arms extended, takes a very good mark. Touch of the footy. Have to start it out to the left. He does. And it's a beautiful kick. That is a very, very important offering from Levi Casbolt late in this half of footy. They needed it.
It's going to land in the goal square. And it's easily dealt with. McAvoy knocked it right to the line where Witz was standing. And he's able to tow it through for a goal. Ward charges at the 50. He's had a bounce. Eyes ever alert.
Good
perfect
kick.
Pass to O'Meara. Certainly close enough in. Jagger O'Meara with the set shots is up to the task. Here's Mitchell worked it away to McGuinness. Second look for the quarter. Gunston will mark to make it a 26-point margin. Gunston right through the middle. Five for Jack. And the Hawks have steadied well. Rosas gets it away to Hollins. Takes the screw kick at goal and lands the snap. Elijah Hollins is having a good afternoon, and that's the peak moment of it.
Ball alive. The Sicily handball put his man Jekka under all sorts of pressure. And Holman was there to lay the tackle. There was no getting rid of the footy. He's 30 out on a slight angle. And he makes no mistake, Nick Holman. Farms it out the back. Could have been ping for a throw. Swallow has been absolutely magnificent for them. but his effort and endeavour is not going to be enough today. Wits and McAvoy. Wits gets the better of it, but Hawthorn win the war today. 10-10-70, the Hawks have ended whatever flimsy hopes there might have been for the Gold Coast Suns. 8-15-63.